Hi, friends. So I got my AMA request while I was on vacation. And coincidentally enough, it coincided with my birthday. So that's exciting. But this is my response to all the questions I received, which thank you very much for all of you that sent in questions. I appreciate it. And I felt very welcome to GWA by actually having people respond to my AMA. So thank you. We'll get started. What is your favorite accent to use for your audios? I typically don't do accents because I don't care for my southern accent, honestly, but some people like it. I've always wanted to try one with either like a Julie Andrews English accent or a Russian accent, but I'll have to practice my Russian one with my boyfriend so that he can like fine-tune it so that I don't offend any natural Russian-speaking people. Because no one wants to sound like an idiot, so I'll have to revise and practice that for that kind of accent, for that audio. What's the dumbest slash funniest sexual encounter you've ever had? I would have to say when I was getting frisky with my current boyfriend, I used to have a lot of nose piercings, so I had both my septum and each nostril done, so I had three altogether. And my boyfriend is great. He's very handsome and very smart and charming, but he has a big nose, and my nose is very small. So sometimes when we kiss, if I'm not angled correctly, his nose just like rams into my face, and he knows this. He's probably laughing right now. So one time we were like getting frisky and making out, and he like moved his head real fast, and it caught my nose and gave me a bloody nose because it jammed all my piercings together, so they all stabbed me in the nose. And then I didn't realize it until like we were breaking our kiss, and I felt just all this moisture on my face, and I thought, well, that's gross. Someone got really, you know, tonguey, I guess. Nope, it was blood. I got a bloody nose. But it was funny because we both started laughing, and then once my nose stopped bleeding, we just went back to sex, and that was really fun. So I would say that that's probably the funniest sexual encounter I've ever had, was getting a bloody nose while trying to be sexy and cool. What physical aspect of the male and female body turns you on the most? Oh, man. Okay. So for the male body, what turns me on the most is a big, chubby belly. I love like the beer belly look on a man where his hips are real chubby and there's like extra chub, I guess. I don't know how to describe it because I don't want to say fat because that's not, I mean, a body is a body, but it's not, I don't know. I just like extra surface area to grab on a man. That's what I love. I love because if I'm like sucking him off, then I'll just hold his hips and I'll pull him towards me, or I'll squeeze his butt and the back of his legs. I'm not into thin or muscular men. I like chubby. I like someone that's overindulged in snacks and beer and food and just likes to eat and it shows on their belly. Oh God, I love that. God, I love that on men. And that's why I'm so happy that the dad bod is a thing, because that is my jam, 100%. I'm getting frisky just thinking about it now. And as for women, the physical aspect that I love most, or that turns me on the most about a female body is, honestly, I love tits. I love breasts. I think nipples are so sexy, and I think it's really fun to lick them and pinch them and suck them and pull them and kiss them, and there's just so many things you can do. And probably like men with chubbiness. I like women with big tits, and I like the more natural look than augmented and revised and enhanced. I like the natural look, which is funny because I myself want to have a boob job. So I think I would get it so that it doesn't look like it's a boob job. Like, it doesn't have that perfect sort of breast implant look. It looks more natural. But I do. I love breasts on ladies. They're so gorgeous and warm and fun. And just, God, I just want to die in cleavage. That's how I want to go. That's not a question I was asked, I don't think, but if I had a choice, that'd be how I'd want to die. Suffocated by a pair of beautiful breasts on a nice person, nice lady. What time during the day are you the horniest? Always? Is that an answer? Can it be all the time? But I'd probably say, if I had to guess, or narrow it down to one specific time of day, I would say probably early morning when I first wake up is when I'm the friskiest, because I'm either a little bit tired from getting up, so then I'll just like want to lay there and be used. I mean, participate as well, but be used mostly. Or I'll wake up feeling like, oh, I'm going to take on the day, but first I'm going to fuck the person next to me. So I'd say probably early morning. I'm a morning person anyway, so I'd say early morning. Sex is the best way to start any day, I think. Consensual sex with adult partners, adult human partners, is my version of the best day, best way to start a day. What's your idea? Here we go. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? Morning and night. I could do afternoon sex, but where I live, it's super butt hot in the afternoon, and I don't like to have sex when it's really, really hot, because I get hot, and it's just overheating and sweaty and gross. So I'd say morning and night. I want to start my day with a nice, good fuck, and I want to end my day with a nice, good fuck. That's it. Okay, does dick size matter to you? Honestly, no, it doesn't, because I can use whatever the person I'm attracted to has, you know, if they have a dick or if they don't. I think it just depends on what you want, honestly. Like, if I want to be fucked from behind, then, and the person has a really small dick, maybe it's not as enjoyable, but there are other things you can do with somebody that has a small penis. Besides, my vagina is kind of small. So it's just about a matter of finding the Goldilocks dick for you. Whatever works best for you. And for me, size doesn't matter. It's enjoyable whether it's small or enormous. I think it just depends on what you want to do with it. Which fictional character do you want to fuck the most and why? Oh gosh, I don't know, honestly. Maybe Wonder Woman. I would say her. Because she's all about honesty and truth and authenticity. She's gorgeous. Although I'd say Linda Carter. I mean, Gal Gadot is beautiful. However, I like Linda Carter from the 70s better. I like her cute little outfit. But yeah, I'd say Wonder Woman, because she's just a badass. Or Captain Marvel, because I have such a crush on Brie Larson. God, it's out of control. Not like creepy out of control, but like, good goddamn. I would be her pet in a minute. I have such a thing for blondes with brown eyes. Thank you, Britney Spears. But anyway, yeah, I would say either Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel, but only for Brie Larson. Yeah. How do you stumble on GWA? I found GWA by listening to podcasts. I worked at a job. Hang on, I'm gonna yawn. I'm sorry. I'm still a little bit jet lagged. I used to listen to podcasts when I worked at the medical examiner's office, because there was a lot of like data entry after doing cases. And so I would listen to music or podcasts, and I stumbled upon them because I was looking for just interesting content. And I can't remember the name of the podcast, but the guest was the Reddit user Trying You Out. And I remember him because I used to follow him on Tumblr and listen to a lot of his stuff. And then I saw he was on Reddit, and the podcast was, I think, by two people who were on GWA, and they would interview other participants, like other audio creators. And so I thought, like, oh man, I used to do that on Tumblr. I wonder who does it now and like what kind of community it is. So that is how I found GWA. It was from a podcast. So good for them for marketing outside of Reddit. That's awesome. Let's see. What type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? I consider myself a liberal girl. You know, I'll try almost everything once just to see if I like it or not. I'm very psychologically inclined to know more about myself and other people. And I think kinks and sexual behavior is a great way to discover parts about yourself. But, yawn. Sorry. But the ones that are absolute hard limits for me are underage people. I'm not about that. Incest is not my jam either, and I won't be doing anything in that avenue. And bestiality, I'm not into. I mean, if that's your jam, good for you. But it's not mine, so those three would be ones that I would never consider. And if I found a really great script that had that aspect in it, I would message the person and ask if I can just work around that and not include it. But if that's your jam, good for you. Sorry. Okay. If you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be? And what would be your gimmick / character? If I were a stripper, I would want to be a burlesque dancer instead of a stripper. Only because I'm not comfortable being vulnerable enough to be completely naked. Even with my boyfriend, I'm never completely naked. It's just not, it makes me extremely anxious and not my jam. So I'd want to do burlesque, and I would like my name to be Marionette because I think it's a play on marionette, like those puppets with strings. And my gimmick would be that I come out on stage bound up in like shibari rope, and then throughout the song and dance, I get myself out of it and reveal my titties and my covered up vagina. But that would be it. I would rope in, pun intended, some sort of like marionette aspect, but my name would be Marie Annette. So that would be it. Do you watch stand-up comedy? If yes, what's your favorite comedian? Or who's your favorite comedian? Ooh, damn. Messed that up. I do sometimes. I watch like Netflix specials, or I put them on in the background while I'm doing laundry or cleaning my room or something. And I'd have to say I have a few favorites. God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, I'm yawning. Probably my favorite just to have on is Dave Chappelle. I think he's insanely funny because he's just so blunt and he can see the world in such a straightforward way that I think it's incredibly funny. Honestly, I'm drawing a blank on other people. I really liked George Carlin's material. I love Lewis Black because I feel like sometimes we have the same rage level. I used to like Dimitri Martin, and I liked Flight of the Conchords. I saw them live in Phoenix 2 years ago, I think. And they did a lot of their old HBO show stuff, and it was really funny. They're still very funny. And I think I saw somewhere that they have a new show coming out, or album maybe, or tour, or something. They're in the works doing something. But I like Flight of the Conchords, and I have a major crush on Jermaine from that group, so anything he's in, I will gladly watch, because he's just fucking gorgeous. Oh, so gorgeous. Okay. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? Oh, man. I would tell her, just be herself. Just don't give a fuck about trying to fit in. Don't try to grow up sooner than you need to. Just march to your own drum, even if you're the only person in the band. Just stay you, is what I would tell her. Don't try to get caught up in appearances and having the right friends and having the right job and stressing and getting overwhelmed. Just be yourself. I think I wasted a lot of my life trying to be somebody I wasn't. And it's time, obviously, you're never going to get back, but I would tell her, don't try to be somebody else. Just be yourself. And don't fuck the first guy that wants to fuck you. Don't do it. He's an asshole, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and it's not worth it. Don't fuck him. So that's what I would tell myself. What's the last movie you saw? The last movie I saw was Us, and I have to say, unpopular opinion, I didn't really like it. I mean, I thought the concept was good, but I just thought it was very predictable, and it wasn't as creepy as I was hoping it would be, but that's just my opinion. I mean, don't let that ruin it for you. You should see it if you want to see it. Have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what movie has a massive emotional impact on you? Oh man, I do cry during movies. I'm a sap. The movie that made me cry the most, though, recently, was the movie Eighth Grade, where the character is, like, talking to her dad out in the backyard, and she's like, you know, you must hate yourself for having a daughter like me, and she just feels like shit. And her dad in the movie delivers the best monologue I've ever heard. And it was just it hit my feels so hard that I was just a complete wreck in the movie, and I was bawling and crying. And my boyfriend was really sweet because he just sort of like squeezed my hand. But yeah, man, I was not expecting that. And I'm not a public display of emotion kind of girl, but I just completely lost it. So that would be it. That'd be the last movie that made me cry. Is the United States of America the greatest country in the world? Oh, damn. How to politically correctly answer this? I would think we have a lot of strengths, but we also have a lot of weaknesses. I think there are some things we can do better. I think, personally, I feel like our current administration, does not share the same values that I myself have, so it's easy to shit on them. But I think as a nation, there's an airplane outside above my house. I think as a nation, we should be advanced enough in society and in our thinking that we could look at other nations and change our behavior. I think that it's stupid to say, well, we've always done it this way, so that's how we're going to keep it. I think with everything, you have to evolve or you become useless. And so I think that our nation should evolve in aspects that it currently does not, or doesn't evolve quickly enough. But I do consider myself lucky to live in this country. Certainly being overseas for the last 2 weeks has given me a newfound respect for America. But also it has shown me that there are a lot of things we could do differently and that we could do better, I think. You seem like a super confident woman. How did you learn to become such a confident person? Well, thank you for thinking I'm a very confident person. It's a mask. Just kidding. It's half a mask. I think certainly, like, it's cliche, but studying psychology helps a lot. It helps you sort of look at yourself from an outside perspective. I also think that just the jobs that I've had a lot of death industry jobs, and it's made me a more compassionate person and a more, just sort of take things as they are kind of person. And so I feel like that's where my confidence comes from. It comes from wanting to understand something as it is, not trying to change it, but just understand and appreciate things for what they are and who they are. So I think that's where that comes from, that confidence of just being okay with myself and being okay with others as they are. Do you sing karaoke? If so, what song? And sing a little bit. I do sing karaoke. I sing car and shower and laundry karaoke. I've never really sung in public, other than my car, but I don't know. I would need to have at least 5 shots of tequila to go sing at a bar, but I could do it. And my song of choice would be Whitney Houston's Dance with Somebody, because it's my favorite jam, and it just whenever it comes on, it's hard not to sing along to. And so I'll sing just a tiny bit. Oh gosh, now I'm super nervous. Clock strikes upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade. Still enough time to figure out how to chase my blues away. I've done all right up till now. It's the light of day that shows me how. And when the night falls, my lonely heart calls. Oh, I wanna dance with somebody. I wanna feel the heat with somebody. Yeah, I wanna dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. That is really hard to do without music in the back, but hopefully that wasn't too cringeworthy. What book could you reread a million times? That would be, oh god damn, I just had it. Oh man. Oh, The Phantom Tollbooth. That would be the book I read a million times. I love that book. It was my childhood favorite, and I just loved it. And so I have a copy in my library, but I could read that book a million times and never get tired of it. What's your favorite movie? My favorite movie, I have eclectic tastes in movies, but I'd have to say my favorite would be Pulp Fiction, because I snuck and watched it as a kid at a friend's house at a sleepover. I talked her into watching it because I saw, like, clips. My parents watched it, and I snuck downstairs and saw clips until they caught me. And I remember thinking, it just looked really cool the way it was shot, and the colors and the music. And then as an adult, I've watched it 1,000 times, and I still love it. I just think it's one of Samuel L. Jackson's best performances. And the symbolism of everything, and the music is perfect for it. And as an adult, I learned that Tarantino, when he writes a film, does the music first and then writes the script around it. I read that like a few years ago or something, but I always thought that was really cool. And they used to have a show, I don't know if they still do it, but it was like a pop-up video, but with movies, and it would come up with like notes about the movie. And I watched Pulp Fiction on at once. And during the needle scene where John Travolta stabs Uma Thurman in the chest to resuscitate her, I read that he shot it backwards so that John would hit the mark correctly. And I just thought that was so cool and so smart to shoot it backwards and then play the film, that part of the film strip, reverse it so that it looks like he hits it directly. I thought that was amazing. So, plus I wanted to be a horror movie director when I was a kid, like in my age 8 to 14 or so. That was my career of choice when I grew up. So Pulp Fiction is definitely my favorite movie. Do you have a hidden talent? I do. If you've ever seen the movie The Breakfast Club, it's not really a talent, more like just a trick, but it's called, the character in the movie, her name is Claire, and she can put on lipstick with her cleavage, and I can do that too, because my tits are big, and I love lipstick, so I learned how to do that in like 8th grade, so that's my party trick. I can also move my eyes independently, like a chameleon, like one at a time, which is not good because you can actually snap your optic nerve from what I've read, but it's still a fun party trick. So that would be my quote hidden talent. What is your biggest turn on in an audio and what is your biggest turn off in an audio? My biggest turn on in an audio is I listen to a lot of men audios and I love when they're so focused and just so turned on that they do this really cute sort of high-pitched groan or moan, and it's like super low, so it's like and then they go God, I love it. I love when it's just that little tiny bit high-pitched, higher than their natural. Oh, it just gets me. And belt jingles, goddamn. If every male audio could include belt jingles, that would be great. Just jingling of the belt, like as you're taking it off your pants. Oh, sign me up. So yeah, that would be my biggest turn on, would be that high-pitched male moan and a belt jingle. My biggest turn off in an audio is when someone uses the word cream pie. I just do not like that in regards to sex. Just say I'm gonna come inside you, or my cum's gonna spill out of you, or something, or you know, like you could even say I'm gonna cream your cunt. I mean, it doesn't sound as great, but it's better than cream pie. I like to eat cream pies. I don't want to imagine my vagina is like a donut or a pie that you're gonna stick your dick in and then like shoot it up with cream. I feel like that's weird. Because then it just reminds me of, like, the Ready Whip sound when you shoot the cream out of it. And so I just imagine that's what your dick is going to do in my vagina, and it makes that weird sound. And I'm not into that. So if you could just keep cream pie out of your audio, that'd be great. So that'd be my biggest, my biggest turn off. And final question. If you had to be handcuffed to one person for a week, who would it be? Let's all take a guess. Who do you think I would want to be handcuffed to for a week? It would be Brie Larson, because she's so gorgeous. And I want to be her best friend, and I also want to have sex with her on the regular. I mean, we can have sex with other people too, of course. But yes, her and I. Morning sex and evening sex for a whole week, handcuffed together. It'd be heaven. So anyway, thank you for listening to my AMA. It's just short of 30 minutes. So I hope that this was 30 minutes spent well for you. And thank you for the questions. Thank you for listening and following and just being curious. I'm sorry. Okay, last yawn of the night. So thank you again. Take care. I hope you all love my stuff that I'll be producing and sending out soon. Bye!